Ah, damn it! Someone changed my profile picture to Jamie Lee Curtis. I feel like I earned it. People screwing with your social media work, more often than not, it's because you left it open, dum-dum. All right? If you use a computer that 50 other people use at work, for example, here at 98 Rock, WBAL, the Hearst Tower, we have little production studios where we'll go record interviews, we'll make commercials, everybody uses them. Don't go and do any banking on the damn thing. You get some people, they'll fire that Facebook up, and then they'll just leave. Mm-hmm. And they'll leave it open. Mm-hmm. And you're damn right we're going to mess with it. Weekend guy Casey, I have a feeling he does it on purpose just to get screwed with. Right now, his picture is of this Burt Reynolds from 1981 looking mustache hunkathon. Before that, I changed his status to I'll vote for whatever candidate will allow me to marry my truck. We got some people like Brittany, one of our dear Twitter followers, has said, my coworker got into my Facebook and said that I down my leg last week. If you leave it open, someone's going to mess with it.
I'm going to put something horrifically racist on Casey's and get him fired.
Get him out of here, man. Get him gone.
Can't stand that kid. Get him out.
Get him gone.
Get him out.
Get him out. How many do I do? Yeah, he's going to be let go. Casey, you leave your Facebook open one more time here. We're going to put something that would make David Duke blush up. And it's going to be on you, okay? I mean, honestly, look at that truck. That truck leads me to believe you've said some things around a campfire before. The one person who I won't mess with, and he does it all the time because he's such a sweet soul, Arirtonight, one of your former interns, now producer, Youngblood, Jacob Young.
Jacob Young, WBAL. Can't stand that kid. I'm going to get him fired.
Get him out! Get him gone! Scorched Earth policy of Reardon today. He'll leave his Facebook open on the regular. In the main production studio here, we conduct a lot of our after-show interviews and recordings. I mean, I'll turn that computer on first thing I see, but he's just such a sweet and kind soul. That's a smile that makes the sun rise early.
What is the deal with Casey's last name on his Facebook page? That's not his real last name,
it's
is
not,
it?
It's probably
is that it's like a radio thing?
Casey Allen.
Casey Allen? A-L-Y-N, Casey Allen?
Is that his truck's maiden name?
Is that your radio name, Casey?
Coming at you live.
Coming at you live. Hey. I'm 98 Rock. It's Casey Allen. Got a two for Tuesday going on.
Hey, it's a triple shot weekend.
Casey Allen.
Mike, what about you? You've seen some stuff. Because there was a time prior to you being a producer on this show, you worked exclusively with WBAL, and you've seen some people absolutely lose their minds.
Oh, yeah. It happened to me. A few years back, I was back in the AM producer pit, and one of the other producers, who will remain nameless, left his Facebook open. No, it was Twitter. He left his Twitter open, and typically I'm not the type of person that screws around. I'll usually just close the account, what have you, but on that day, I was feeling a little froggy, and I made a post that said, don't you hate when you don't wipe properly, and your ass itches the rest of the day.
Oh!
10 minutes later, he comes storming into the office. I mean, screaming at the top of his lungs. I mean, this is a quiet guy. I mean, he was in a rage.
It's always the quiet ones.
Everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a room full of people, bosses in there.
Who touched my MySpace?
Yeah, everyone was like in complete shock. It rattled me for like the rest of the week.
It screwed you up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's another dude over at WBAL. I'll just say it was Jay Cottrell. Jay, he'll lose his mind. And I will, given the chance, I will change his Facebook status. Hell, I'll even call customer service, try to get his password just to change his status. Because he used to just like stroll in to the studio when I was on the air in afternoons. So I'll just do anything to screw with him. I love Jay. He's one of the best dudes in the building. But I do love, it's the one dude who I'll just kind of poke that bear a little bit, kind of mess with them. My old bit used to be I would change your wallpaper on your computer. I would go over and I would just search Lemon Party.
Ooh.
And I would just change the background to that. I'll let you look it up, Urban Dictionary. And then I would just produce a Word document that would cover it.
Lemon Party?
Yeah, Lemon Party,
don't
Josh.
Don't do it.
Yeah, go ahead, Josh. Just reach yourself.
Oh! Oh, God!
Because that's the reaction you're about to have when you see what it is. Come on, Josh. What do you got there?
One of the unholy... What is that? Terribly, tame of the... Oh, okay. I haven't seen pictures. I'm just looking at
I'll
Urban
forward
Dictionary.
You some. I'll forward you
no,
a couple.
That's okay.
It's disgusting. Oh, boy. So you head home, you fire up the Facebook, and there it is. A picture of Forrest Whitaker, where it should be you and the rest of your children. You certainly don't remember writing the status, "My boss can kiss my ass in the depths of hell."
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That's a real good one. Don't seem to recall writing that. And that's because you left your social media open at work. There's people around here that scream, that roar, that flip out. There are some people we think do it on purpose just to get the attention. So now we ask you, if I'm saying this name right, is it Aubrey?
Yes.
Aubrey, good morning. Severna Park, what's up?
Good morning. First, I wanted to say I love your show, guys. I listen to you every morning.
Thank you.
Shout out, Aubrey. Yeah.
So, it wasn't social media that I left open, but I left up my Amazon account. And somebody went on the computer that I was using and added stuff into my shopping cart. So they added a variety of, terrorist supplies, like a gas mask. And hydrochloric acid, and then they also left sex supplies in there.
Nice.
And so when I opened it up, I was like, "Wait a second! I didn't add all this stuff."
Yeah, I usually buy Yankee candles and toiletries, and this is nothing but perversion and terrorist insurrection. Oh yeah, see, that's a bad one. Thank you for the call, Aubrey. You're a big part of the show. Looking to grow that female demo each and every day. And yeah, that's a bad one. Social media, haha, you look like an ass, and there's a picture of Ron Jeremy's schmeckle as your wallpaper.
But see, they should have bought this stuff and had it sent to her house, and then you would need to obviously reimburse her the money, but it'd be worth the laugh.
Yeah, it would be worth the laugh if someone decided to leave that stuff up there, and you just order 500 gallons of lube, and you know, you could adjust the shipping, so it could just keep showing up one a day for 2 weeks in a row. Let's go to Scott in Annapolis. Scott, good morning.
Morning.
What's up?
So we used to work with, a bunch of people, and this guy had a pretty good crush on one of the girls we worked with. Well, this girl also had a boyfriend. So somebody in our office decided to get on her phone and end her relationship status with her current boyfriend and start a relationship status with this kid who had a crush on him, unbeknownst to either one of them.
Oh.
Well, it
That's
ends
more
up
crazy than whimsical and pranksterish. That's just psychosis.
Well, it also ends up too that her current boyfriend at the time was a little crazy and. So they ended up staying broken up, and this chick decided that she was going to stay with the boyfriend that now is in a relationship with her, and they have since been married and have two kids.
What?
So even after they found out that it was just a joke, they stayed broken up?
Her old boyfriend went off the deep end because she claimed she had no idea. I mean, everybody knew that somebody was messing with them, and I just didn't want to hear it.
Yeah, I feel like that relationship just kind of needed the push.
She's probably better off not being with that dude. He sounds like a wackadoo.
Yeah, that loading bar was 99% full. That guy just gave her that last 1% to put a nail in that relationship's coffin. Let's go to Jimmy in Baltimore. What'd that mouth do?
What'd that mouth do?
The mouth didn't do nothing. The fingers did.
Oh! Well, hello! Hello!
Yes. Good morning, Jimmy.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
All right, so we're hanging out at my sister's house and drinking, having fun within a six-hour period. I was going back and forth to my brother-in-law's Facebook, and I friend requested 500 people. the people you may know section.
Yes.
I just kept going back. Ed. It was pretty fun.
He lost his ass over it.
Trust me.
I bet it did. Mike, now see, that's a good one, Mike. I'm putting him on hold. Give our boy Jimmy some. That's a good call. And what do we have here? Is it Weekend Guy Casey?
Yeah.
Is this Casey Allen? Hey, Casey Allen, everybody.
Casey Allen coming at you long and strong, live and five all day on all night long. WKKK, all white, all night, all right.
Weekend Guy Casey Allen here at 98 Rock.
Hey, Casey.
Yeah, what's this I hear you guys talking crap on my truck and my name? What's going on?
I got no problem with your truck. I'm very jealous of your truck, to be completely honest with you. That's the Toyota Tacoma and that orange. Is that what that is?
Yes, sir. The Inferno Orange.
It is a sweet truck. Shout out, Joe's Toyota.
How badly do you want to your own truck?
Well, I know you used to make fun of my last truck, big Dodge Ram, but this one I decided to go with something a little bit classier.
Yeah, that's nice. I ain't got no problem with the truck. I got a problem with you leaving your Facebook open at work, though. What the hell?
I mean, it's a mistake, obviously, but you guys don't have to do anything. Just close it out.
No.
Like I do.
No, we have to. We're obligated.
Yeah, we find that thing open. I'm gonna turn it over an ottoman and get in there.
And my name, by the way, that's my middle name. It sounds better than my last name.
Does it? What's your last name?
Dickerson.
Your name. Your middle name.
You said Dickerson.
Yeah.
How about it be stupid
penis Thurston
now?
Oh, Mike, that guy wants some burn cream. Wants a burn cream. Because I just thought I heard beeps come through the phone. Did I hear beeps come through the phone? Do you have the radio turned up? Are you an effing radio station employee that called the radio station that you work at, and you have the radio turned up?
No, I did. I'm listening to the show. I'm driving a truck.
Jackass! Where is Mike? Where's the Quattro at? Where's the big one?
Radio 101, homie.
Oh my!
Turn your radio down.
Shut up!
Get him out.
You got hung up on.
Give me a hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
It doesn't matter what you think.
Get him out!
Oh,
Casey Allen, rookie.
Casey, you forgot to turn your radio down.
That Radio 101. Turn your radio down. We're in 40-second delay,
you
dummy.
Stink. Let's take one more call here. Let's go to Blind Mike. Blind Mike, how the hell are you messing with social media?
It was back when I used to be able to see all right.
Gotcha.
This isn't social media, but what I used to do at work was people would walk away from their desk. I would do a screen print of their desktop, then make it their wallpaper, and then delete all their icons.
That's funny.
Oh, so they're trying to click on everything and it ain't working.
So they're trying to click on everything and nothing would work. And then just sit back and watch them was great.
Mike.
Oh, wow. Very crafty.
You know what to do. Rick's computer right now.